Hello, this is DJ Gabe with Moria Shrine Radio, and you are listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. Welcome back. It's been another week. Today, I am again joined by...
Hello to the millions and millions of fans. It is, once again, Christian for part two of the sequel.
Yes, the sequel with more... Dragon Ball hot takes, but not really. Probably we don't have many hot takes this week, but we'll see what happens. You just listened to, as always, the song Doctor from Homestuck Volume 4. So let's see what's been happening. How was your week, Christian?
Not too terrible. I mean, it's Tuesday, so not much week happened.
That's true, but like since the last Tuesday, things did occur, probably.
Not many things.
Normal,
I guess.
Normal.
In my life, at least. Not as fair. Normal as, in, like, as far as grand scheme of things.
Right.
Quite a bit of stuff is going on in the world.
That's normal. True, yeah. We're going into a... Hello. Give me a second. I'm going to switch to some music. Here we go. Sorry, we're back. We had some... Wanted to put up the audio because...
Technical difficulties,
etc. Hopefully you guys can hear Christian a bit better now. Anyways, back to what were we discussing? Our weeks.
How was your week,
Gabe? Are we getting a phone call? We're getting a phone call.
We're
oh, boy.
Call.
All right. Now we're actually going to go back to sound. Hold to back to music. Hold up. Welcome back. Sorry. We got a call that messed up and didn't go through. If you were the person who called, please call back. I screwed up. That's my bad. yeah. All right. Again, back to... let's see what happened. All right. So you just listened to the Hidden Village theme from Legend of Zelda, Twilight Forest.
Princess.
Twilight Princess. There we go. Yes, very good game. I had it for the Wii. Oh, I'm getting the call again. All right, we're gonna do it correctly this time. Here we go. Let's back to the music.
Hello, hello. This is Troy Madison, a.k.a. Magmuzzle Fritz Megistus. You can catch me on Northeastern Radio, 104.9 FM, WRBB, on Friday nights, 10 to 11. I just wanted to make a public service announcement. The St. Patrick's Day Parade has been canceled for this year. I have a good friend who is part of the clown section of the parade. Louise the Loon, she does birthday parties, graduation parties, bar mitzvahs, whatever you need. Check her out on Facebook, Louise the Loon. She'll bring you a cake. She does singing telegrams, everything. But we're missing out on the clowns this year at the St. Patrick's Day Parade. So I just want to give a big shout out for the clowns, Clowns for Kids. Thank you.
Well, thank you very much. I appreciate that PSA. I didn't know about this. So go check her out. Sounds nice. Can never have enough clowns. Clowns are always great. I love me some good clowns. They did scare me a little bit as a kid, but they're good. They're good people. So go check them out. Oh, am I getting another call? No, I don't know. I don't think so. Okay, sorry. Go check that person out. Seems chill. St. Patrick's Day Parade. When is St. Patrick's Day, actually?
March
17th. Oh, that's coming up. Cool. Let's see. I'm going to go back to music because I've been busy and I need to log my songs. So go enjoy some more FMAB's OPs. Here we go. And welcome back. You just heard. Before the call, we got, let's see, Hidden Village from Twilight Princess, and then you just heard synthwave 80s cyberpunk remix by Astrophysics, who you can find on YouTube at Astrophysics Lives. It was a fantastic synthwave track of the Full Metal Alchemist Brotherhood first opening, which is a great show. Christian, I've been trying to get to watch it, but
maybe at some point.
it's pretty good. It's a pretty accessible anime too. So, yeah. I've gotten a couple of people into anime from Full Metal Alchemist, so I'd recommend it to anyone, most likely. Yeah, mostly. Let's see. What? Okay, we were talking about traffic. What are you doing? So my week was pretty normal as well. let's see. What's been happening in like I guess we could talk about Twilight Princess, I guess. So I got it I got my Wii. The Wii was my first console. The Wii was my first console. The first real console, I think. I had like a computer, which I played like Flash games on or whatever. Played like Mini Clip and stuff.
yes, the Flash game.
The Flash game, masterpiece. The pride and joy of the game industry. I got a Wii, played like Smash Brawl or whatever on it. Great game. Turns out it's the 12th anniversary of Smash Bros. Brawl today. Yeah,
it does not feel like it's been
12 years. That's
like just yesterday
crazy.
I was sitting in my living room playing Smash Brawl for 8 hours straight.
Yeah, good times. Yes. So I did get Twilight Princess. I did not complete it because I was like really young.
You didn't complete it?
I know. Wow. I'm sorry.
In all fairness, though, it did actually take me 5 or 6 years to beat Twilight Princess. Like, no.
Yeah.
I got it when I was 7.
Uh-huh.
7-year-old me was not smart. I could not get past the tutorial. Took me 2 years.
Dang.
To beat the tutorial of The Legend of Zelda Twilight Princess and actually get going.
Yeah.
And then I got through a good portion of the game. Like, going pretty smoothly. Took, like, 2 more years. And then, the worst thing happened.
What happened?
My disc broke.
Oh, no, that's the worst.
And I did not get another copy. Another year.
Oh, man, that is... Oof.
It's a very insane part of my life, those 5 years spent playing Twilight Princess.
Yeah. I did not have the, I was too distractible. I got distracted by other games and such.
Yeah.
Oh, well.
The thing about the Zelda games, it's funny, because you can just kind of, this is a great service to do this, but, you know, you can kind of look at the Zelda games and be like, huh, this one's the wolf game, this one's the time game, the mask game.
Yeah.
And then you get to Breath of the Wild and you're like, this is the bad one.
Dang.
Triggered.
Yeah, you memed on Breath of the Wild. Yeah. I also haven't beat Breath of the Wild yet. But I mean, yeah. Yeah. I'm yeah, I'm roasting myself here. I don't have the patience to just, I don't know why, cuz the game when I play it, it's really fun, but I just can't sit down and play it for like hours and hours and hours for some reason.
Right.
Like I can do that with other games, but like just not Zelda for some reason. I don't know.
Yeah. Breath of the Wild, actually, I got more entertainment out of it after I beat it rather than actually playing through and beating like the boss.
Interesting. Right, right. Yeah.
It's an interesting sort of game. In that
I appreciate them. I really appreciate what they were doing with the... They did open world gaming very well in that. But, like, open world games have to be a very... they have to do it in a certain way for me to be able to enjoy it, because it's really hard for me to, like, go into these open world games and just immerse myself there. I don't know, because I get bored really easily for some reason. Short attention span. whatever.
One of my big problems with Breath of the Wild was, I guess, the silence of it all.
Right,
it makes sense, given, like, the time period it's in and just the state of the world. But I guess it just wasn't, like, my cup of tea. Like, I, like, greatly, like, fondly remember, like, going through Hyrule Field and hearing like, glorious music.
Yeah.
Breath of the Wild is just, like, sound effects, and it's like, okay.
Right. Yeah. Still, from what I played, it was a great game. Recommend if you have a Switch. The Switch is a wonderful console, by the way. Yeah. And Christian sold his. Yeah.
I don't regret it, but
yeah,
I love it. Wonderful console.
Yeah. Whatever. Let's see. I went on to on a research binge of Lego this week. So I'd imagine a number of you, if you're around the age range of 19, 20, yeah, whatever, you probably played with Legos as a kid, and I was certainly no different. So I still have a number of boxes in my room of old Legos. I went home last weekend and I checked out what I had, and I have some pretty cool stuff. Christian, what are your experiences with Lego?
Quite a bit of Lego things. A lot of my experiences, unfortunately, are very traumatic when it comes to Lego. I'm pretty sure this was my first Lego thing. I had an X-Wing with Luke Skywalker minifigure.
Right.
It was amazing. It was like the coolest thing ever. And I built it with my dad, and it was a great experience. And then I took it to the living room to show my mom 5 seconds after finishing, and it dropped it.
Oh, no.
It broke into a million pieces.
Oh, no. Did you rebuild it?
I never rebuilt
it. No.
I had the enjoyment of a completed X-Wing for 5 seconds.
Dang. That is tragic. It's weird. Your mic is not coming up as loud. So try talking into mic here. Like,
hello.
Yeah. So that's better. Try adjusting it like up a bit or something. Yeah, something like that. Yeah. I don't know. It's not. Like, if you talk right into it, it's fine.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. Yeah. So talk.
Talking.
That's. Yeah. There you go. So that's working. I don't know. The audio is weird on this. Yeah, well, whatever. I hope it can be heard. Do a little bit of talking for preview here. Go.
Okay, so, Legos, talking.
Yeah.
Test.
I can, like, kind of hear it. Yeah, I don't know. Whatever.
I'll just try to speak up.
Yeah, there we go. That's probably the best route. Yeah.
Loud.
Yeah. So, now the clear best Lego theme is Bionicle. Now, Bionicles were the best. They were the best. The first one I got was a Visorak from... So, the Visorak came out in, like, late 2005, I think. Right? Which was in the second half of the Metru arc. Of Bionicle. Right, so let's see. And I had Bogorak, who's the blue guy. And he had a little spinner that you like. You take out pull out this cord thing, and it like fires the spinner for like a projectile thing. It's pretty fun. I can't remember, like, yeah, it was released in 05, but from, like, my parents' memories, I didn't get Lego until, like, 2006, so it's very strange to me. So, like, was the Visorak my first Lego set? Like, I can't place it, I can't place it in my head, but... I still have that Visorak set in my room, which is pretty cool. Yeah.
I had one Bionicle. I think it was, like, dark green. I'm not as caught up in all the names. I don't know any of that. So.
Yeah, I went really hard into the lore for some reason. I read like the comic series like 3 times.
I remember when they released like a Lego Bionicle movie in like 2010.
Yes. Yeah, the Legend Reborn or whatever it was called.
Yeah, with, like,
it was.
Had the red Bionicle as the main character.
The gold. It was gold. It was Mata Nui.
Okay, I remember that name.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
Him. I own that movie on DVD.
Well, very nice.
It's unfortunately not the best Bionicle movie. There's actually 4 Bionicle movies.
Four.
Wow. The first one is not amazing. It's called The Mask of Light. And it follows one of the small Bionicle creatures called Matoran. Called Takua, who turns into a Toa at the end of the movie, who are the fighters in the universe.
Okay.
So the main guys, called Takanuva. So he changes his name from Takua to Takanuva. It sounds normal. Yeah. And so that's the first movie, and apparently it's not very good. I have not seen it, but I have seen the second and third, which are prequels to this, to the first movie.
Oh, okay.
So there's Metronui, which is like a city. So there's islands. So Metronui is the first island in the prequel, where all the Bionicle, like Matoran, are, and you follow this group of Toa, and it turns out like there's evil spreading around, and they have to basically rescue all the Matoran, bring them to a new island, which they name Mata Nui, which is where the first movie takes place, and is where so the sets start in Mata Nui, and then they do the prequel for the next series of sets in Metronui. And yeah, that's kind of how it works, is that it's there's a weird, like, prequel thing, and it goes into the main series here, and then it keeps going, so on and so on. I'm not explaining this very well, because I can't visualize and speak. Yes, I'm now gonna play some Bionicle music from some, like, rock artists at the time. Lego, like, commissioned to make music for, like, their commercials.
Oh, that's actually pretty awesome.
Yeah, so I'm gonna let those play. They're actually really good, so here you go, enjoy.
Breathe.
And welcome back. Those are actually...
those, awesome.
Yeah. So they, the first one was Crashed by Chris Daughtry, and the second was Gravity Hurts by Cryoshell. Yeah. Cryoshell actually did a lot of the music for Bionicle commercials for them. It was pretty cool. Yeah, so yeah, those are good songs. yeah, they played, let's see. The first one played during the Toa Mari arc, which was 2007 for their, so those commercials were, had crashed. Gravity Hurts was made for a, like, Bionicle, like, music video, that went over all the story up until 2008. So from 2001 to 2008, it had, like, a really cool, cinematic, of all the story bits between 2001 to 2008. Highly recommend you go look up that. I think you can find it just by, like, looking up Bionicle history or something. You'll find it on YouTube. Great video. Goes over all the lore pretty quickly. Has a great soundtrack, the Gravity Hurts. Wonderful narrator. Yeah. So, that's pretty cool. Let's see. What has been happening? You got anything, Christian?
I can go over our public safety.
Oh, you're right. Yeah. Thank you for that. Yeah, there you go. Go do that.
There's something very dangerous in your home. It could be hiding in a closet or waiting in the basement. It's not sharp, toxic, or flammable, yet it helps send more people to the trauma center than any other household item. Using a ladder might seem easy. Misusing one, even easier. Ask any of the 150,000 people who fell off their ladders into the trauma center last year alone. Don't let a do-it-yourself project do yourself in. For tips on ladder safety, visit orthoinfo.org/ladder safety.
Thank you for that. Yeah, I can't tell if it is working. I think I can hear you. I genuinely... Yeah.
Hello. I can kind of hear me.
You can?
A little bit.
Right. Yeah. This is very weird. Oh, you know what? Try again.
Hello.
No?
No.
Yeah. I'm gonna assume they can hear you because I can kind of... I can see it happening. I just... If you can hear it on, like, your end with the previewing or whatever, like... Try talking now.
Hello, can I hear me? Can I hear me? Not really.
Not really? Because it should be, like, previewing to you.
Right.
And, like, you're maxed. What is happening? Very unfortunate tech issue. Can you try and grab that one? Let's see. Is that... What mic number is that? Mic 2. All right, hold up. All right, try that.
Okay, what about... Oh, that's much better.
Oh, yeah.
That's
perfect.
Like
there
a million
we're
times
doing
better.
That. We're doing that. Very sorry for any audio messiness. I hope you can hear...
Maybe everyone thought you were talking to yourself for a good while there.
I hope not, but it's possible. Yeah. I genuinely don't know if they could hear the PSA, so go over it again.
Okay, let's do the other PSA. One more time now. There's something very dangerous in your home. Could be hiding in a closet or waiting in the basement. It's not sharp or toxic or flammable, yet it helps send more people to the trauma center than any other household item. Using a ladder might seem easy, misusing one even easier. Ask any of the 150,000 people who fell off their ladders into the trauma center last year alone. Don't let a do-it-yourself project do yourself in. For tips on ladder safety, visit orthoinfo.org/ladder safety.
All right, there we go. Thank you for that PSA, Christian. Let's see. Let me play some more music because I have a good amount. What do I want? I guess I can do that. All right. Enjoy some more anime stuff.
Woohoo!
Yeah. And welcome back. Let's see. You just heard Necromantique by Akatsuki Records. Very anime song. Christian was very frightened.
I mean, it was a cool song, but...
Yeah.
It sounded like it fit right in Mario Kart.
Oh, yeah. That's interesting. Yeah. I should...
mod the Mario Kart game.
Yeah, I should. Yeah, I should get into modding games more. And the other was Il Vento d'Oro, also known as Giorno's theme, from JoJo's Bizarre Adventure Part 5, Golden Wind, apparently by Yugo Kano. Yeah, so that was cool. Go watch JoJo's and play Toho. There are my messages. Take them as you will. Let's see, we're getting close time, so I wanted, we always got to end off with a metal song, and we have the perfect one, don't we, Christian?
It is the best metal song you will ever hear in your entire life.
That's true. So we're going to play that, we're going to give you send-offs, and then we're going to leave you with some autoplay music until the next person. So, thanks for coming. Listen, here's some wonderful metal music. Here we go. And welcome back.
That was song. Amazing.
What a song. Oh my god. La la Rasputin. Alright, so that was Rasputin by Turi Sauce, which is a metal remix of Rasputin from apparently some German Caribbean group from the late 70s. I didn't know that the original Rasputin was, yeah, whatever. Cool. That was a phenomenal song. Yeah. Anyways, this is DJ Gabe of Moria Shrine Radio. You have been listening to 91.5 FM, WMFO, Medford, Tufts Freeform Radio. And we've been joined by...
This has been Christian. It's been a blast. I will see you all in the future.
Yes. Actually, here's a good question. Do I have to come in during spring break?
Yes, come in. Like, come all the way back, break into the building.
Like, no, I don't think... I think people can, like, come into to the radio station in the thing. That is something I'll have to figure out. So either... Also, I don't know how it's going to work. I'm not going to keep quiet. The coronavirus is a thing, so, like... I may not be able to get into the radio station, like, the week after next. So, we're gonna see how that's gonna work. I will... Yeah.
Hopefully, though. Positive thoughts.
Positive thoughts.
Fingers crossed.
I will be here. I will be back sometime before the end of the semester. So, hopefully, see you guys then. That was a good show, and I will leave you with some automation, because... I do have some more songs, but I don't know. We'll let you off the hook for my weird anime tastes. So here you go. Have a good day. I have a lot of work to do. Cries. Here you go.
I got the news from a stranger.